Hi, my name is Bob Familiar. I'm here at TechEd 2008. I'm here with Simon Guest, who is the Senior Director of the Platform Architecture Team. Welcome, Simon.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, tell us, what does your team do?
Good question. So, we're a fairly small team. We're about 20 people, 20 architects. We sit in Redmond. And I guess the mission of the team is really to connect with architects worldwide, producing guidance, presentations, events, channels, outreach—really, a lot of mediums, a lot of channels that we reach architects or people who want to become architects, and really show kind of what architecture looks like on the Microsoft platform, and just exactly what this space is and what you can do.
How long has the team been around?
So we've been around for a few years now. This is probably a fifth year. And really through a set of different groups, and looking at different angles that we can kind of reach the architect audience.
Now, I assume every year you do some planning and you think about, you know, what can this team do over the next 6, 12, even maybe 2 or 3 year planning. What are your short and long term goals for your team?
Yeah, that's a good one. So short term is really to continue and grow what we have today. So we're doing a lot of great stuff in terms of events, in terms of, say, things like the Architecture Journal, things like MSDN Online. If you go to MSDN WAC Architecture, there's a lot of content there. Really short term, it's about strengthening those, really building out the content around there, and kind of keeping those on a solid path. Long term is really to look out and say, well, what are the opportunities here? So what can we be doing that kind of pushes this architecture message to the next level? How do we really connect to architects in a better way that we've been doing today? Is it different kinds of events? Is it different kinds of content? Is it the way that we position some of our products and our platform differently? Again, we don't know the answers, but architecture is important for a lot of people. I think a lot of our customers are realizing that yes, there's a very strong suite of products that we offer, but ultimately, if you don't have the right architectural thinking in place, if you don't think of how these products really kind of collaborate and make up the platform, then ultimately you're not really solving problems and you're not solving challenges.
Right. So that brings me to this question. What do you see then as the most compelling industry trends, and what should architects be thinking about for the future?
So many architects today, and I think the whole industry is kind of flooded and awash with buzzwords, especially around architecture. So we see things like SOA, SaaS, software as a service, Web 2.0, rich internet applications. The latest one is kind of cloud computing.
Right.
So there's no shortage of things as an architect to kind of look at and say, my God, how are we going to deal with this? One of the things that we've been doing internally at Microsoft is kind of rallying around this concept of software plus services.
Right.
And really in the space of S plus S, and I had a presentation yesterday on this, it's about looking at each of the individual trends, figuring out, well, why do those trends exist, and why do they exist from an architectural angle, and then taking the kind of common concepts there and bringing them into this kind of single message of S plus S. So for example, if you take SOA, most people today think about or are doing SOA because they want to do service composition. If you want to you take SaaS, then that's about service delivery. Web 2.0, well, that's about network effect. And really, when we look at this kind of S plus S space, it's really about taking those best bits and then thinking, okay, well, what applications can we write, can we design that really take advantage of those?
Now, as you said, software plus services is getting a lot of attention, but the architectural detail really hasn't been well articulated. Is that something your team is focusing on?
Absolutely, and you're quite right. The S plus S kind of messaging and the S plus S vision is pretty new.
Right.
Kind of came out of kind of Ray Oz's team and really through his recent presentations at Mix, he's just kind of uncovered the surface on this. So for my team, there's kind of a couple of things that we're working on. Number one is the next level down into the software plus service message. And that's really taking the kind of the core concepts and the core message that Ray speaks about, and then thinking, well, what does this next level of architectural detail look like? So what are the patterns underneath? What are the trade-offs that you need to make? What are the business scenarios? And how do we think of them at a architectural level? And then how do we take that down into, say, a technology profile and say, well, okay, well, if we put these bits of services together, it's going to solve this business scenario or this challenge. Oh, and by the way, this is going to require these services and this platform to do it. And then number two is really packaging that guidance in a way that can be easily consumed. So architecture today is a lot like art. It's very individual, as you know, well know. And we have an initiative called the Blueprints, the Software Plus Services Blueprints Initiative. And really it's about taking these architectural designs, packaging them up in a way that's consistent and can be easily understood. And in fact, my team has a couple of focus groups this week at TechEd. And again, very, very early stages of this, but asking people, well, if we were to give you this blueprint, what would that look like?
Right.
And what would you expect? And how would you consume it? Are you consuming it within Visual Studio, or do you want to consume it in another tool? How do we, if we had, say, 50 of these blueprints, how do we make it easy that you can search through and find the patterns that are applicable for the kind of challenges that you're trying to solve today?
So as your team is going about and creating this intellectual property, sounds like there's a lot of different places where it can turn up. Can you kind of maybe list those out for our listeners?
Sure. So there's a mix of things. There's a lot of effort that we're putting around online. So we have a number of online sites. The major one is, as I mentioned before, the MSDN Architecture Center, which is msdn.microsoft.com/architecture.
Mm-hmm.
A second one that's been very popular is the journal. I have a copy here.
Oh, you've been very instrumental in the creation of the journal.
The journal's been very good. When we first started off, Avindra Semi, who kind of conceptualized the idea, he's one of our top guys in the UK, and he didn't quite know what this thing would look like. After 15 issues, we now reach just over 62,000 subscribers worldwide. We localize into 5 languages. We print, we ship over internationally, but then it's also available on MSDN. It's also available as PDF. And then recently we just released something called the Architecture Journal Reader, which is a client-side WPF application. And very similar code base to the New York Times Reader,
right.
Except it allows you to kind of keep up to date with the journal.
That's a great way to interact with that content.
It is great, and I think one of the strengths of the client is that a lot of the content in the journal tends to be fairly long, fairly detailed articles. So 6, 7, 8 pages, a lot of diagrams, and reading that online, kind of in a browser, where you've kind of got this much content, and then all the ads, and then a banner, and then like next, it is pretty difficult.
Right.
So one of the compelling things about the offline reader is you can download the magazine, you're on a train, or you're on an airplane, we do the layout very similar to what it looks like in the magazine, but it allows you to become much more immersed in the article than typically you would just from browsing the page on the web.
Any work going on around producing other types of online content like videos and podcasts?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. So obviously a lot of work and a quick plug for this show, ArcCast.
Right.
ArcCast has been around for about 2 years now. It was started by a fellow called Ron Jacobs,
right,
who led it very successfully for the first 18 months. And what we really wanted to do with ArcCast, once we had a solid brand and a solid foundation, is really open up the opportunity for more people in Microsoft to contribute. So we had a lot of field groups interested in architecture. We had a lot of product groups that wanted to do things around architecture, and just an overwhelming number of people to really contribute. So ultimately, we've opened up the brand, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Yes.
And really, TechEd is about the kind of ArcCast V2 launch. So same name, same deal, same quality of content, but really using this as an inflection point to say, let's get more people speaking about architecture.
Yeah, I think that's going to be very useful for the community.
I hope so.
Yeah, the community essentially joining in, so that'll be great. Now, you've got all this great intellectual property. Your team is producing and a lot of different channels to absorb it. How about events? What events should architects be looking at over the next year to attend where they're going to be finding compelling architectural content from Microsoft?
That's a good question. So it kind of starts from here on onwards, I guess. So at TechEd this week, we've been running the architecture track. We do about 30 sessions at TechEd, and we have an architecture kind of booth on the trade floor together with a kind of small theater. The next major event for us is PDC, and we actually have a lot of deep dive content into the S+S, the software plus services area at PDC. So that's where we're really going to the next level deeper there, and we'll be sharing some of those early releases. And then our kind of signature event in the fall, it's probably going to be around November, is something that we call SAF, which is the Strategic Architect Forum.
Right.
And SAF's been around for quite some time. This is its seventh or eighth year. And it's only now that we've changed this from a very internally closed event to really opening up the kind of doors to the event, letting other people attend and really scaling it online. And this is going to be kind of enabled through a few things. One, we're going to have the event down in the Bay Area. So we're looking to attract the kind of architectural knowledge, guidance, and talent that comes from that. We then will be posting a lot of the material online, and that will be lived and streamed as it happens. But then also replicating the format and the content of the event to local regions. And you can kind of think of these as mini SAFs or RAFs, regional architect forums. But this is where we kind of take the core of what was discussed at the SAF and really bring it to your region, run by your local team or organized by some kind of local chapter, and that gives you the chance to participate without having to travel too far.
That's great. So what's exciting is to see the level of focus on architecture, on the architect community, and I'm sure everyone's going to be very excited to see what your team produces this year and to attend those events. So thank you very much, Simon, for that overview.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Thanks.